Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of the pastors here at the Rock.
Oh my goodness, are you as full as me? Wow, from last night to today, you know what? I feel lighter. I do. I believe there has been a lot of freedom in this house over the last less than 24 hours. Have you anybody else gotten free in an area of life? Yeah, really. I mean, I don't just want you to raise your hands. Tell the truth. Testify, right? Testify of what God has done, because this has been some real work. Not just some knowledge, but some real work and encounters with God that started last night in our worship night and then moving into everything that we've heard today. It has just been absolutely incredible. I'm just taking a few minutes of your time this afternoon before we send you home to wrap up and seal up what the Holy Spirit has been doing over the last day. So let's do something. Let's pray as we go into this time together. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you want to do still. You've done so much in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. We thank you and recognize and acknowledge the freedom that you've already brought. The chains that have already been broken. The condemnation that's already been lifted. The lies that have had light shined on them and been revealed as lies. Thank you that you've already spoken your truth over us and into us and quickened us where we need to rise up and make some change. Quickened us to what you would have us to do as we step forward into the next days and years. Called us to be part of preparing the way for the return of Jesus. I thank you for all that you've done. And as we wrap up this session, Holy Spirit, give us ears to hear what you're still speaking. Hearts to receive and discern your specific rhema word for each of us here today. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. And we receive your word in faith right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to do something right now. I want you to, wherever you've been taking notes, I've been taking notes because it's been some good stuff. If you have an app or a phone app or something like that, I just want you to ask yourself a simple question since this is called the Gathering of the Saints. And just quickly write down, what's a saint? Answer the question on a piece of paper. Write it down. What is a saint? All right, hopefully you've got some thoughts down after all that you've heard today about what that means. Commonly, when people talk about saints, they might think of somebody like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who was canonized as a saint. Mother Teresa was an incredible woman by any standard in any denomination. She demonstrated to the world the power of reaching out and loving the least of this world. Her service and her love took her before kings, before presidents, before people of influence, and gave her a platform to proclaim the love of Jesus. And in 2016, the Catholic Church decided that because of the work of her life, that she should be canonized as a saint 9 years after she went to be with Jesus. She was canonized and called a saint because of what she did. Because of how she loved, because of the way that she laid her life down for others. That definition of saint might go something like this: all the faithful who strive to live a life of holiness. The canonization says, look at these people and how they lived these holy lives, and we look at them and we call them saints with the goal of what? Motivating others to also live holy lives. I know I learned a lot about Mother Teresa because of our own founding pastor, who's taught us that she was a mentor to her through her life and her writings and learning about and watching what she did. But I'd like to propose to you something else today. Here's the thing. Religion grant sainthood based on your works. But Jesus came to turn religion upside down. This is an upside down kingdom that you and I, if you're born again by the Spirit of God, that you are moving in and living in. And Jesus granted you sainthood before you did any work. Jesus already did the work. So I want to make sure today, and I believe that the Spirit of God wants to make sure that you change your definition of sainthood to His definition. Because we want to know that this is a gathering of the saints. Paul wrote in his letters to the churches, he often called them to the saints. When he introduces the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, to the saints, to the saints, to the saints. He was telling them who they are. So whatever definition you wrote down today, what I want to do in the next just couple of minutes is maybe add to that definition. And if you weren't sure, maybe bring some clarity based on the Word of God. So we're going to start in Romans 1:7. Romans 1:7 says this, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is a saint? A saint is beloved of God. Beloved of God, according to Romans 1:7. We turn over to Ephesians chapter 2. It says this, and he, Jesus, came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, through Jesus, we have both our access in one spirit to the Father. So what is a saint? Someone who is beloved of God and has access to the Father. Ephesians 2 goes on further. The next verse says this. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. What is a saint? A saint is beloved of God. A saint has access to the Father. A saint is a citizen of God's household. This today is a gathering of the saints. Let me show you what some saints look like. I think they got it for me. Yes, no. Okay, we missed it. So the idea was they were supposed to show a picture of you. A picture of you. Why? Because this is what saints look like. So let's just do this. Turn around and look around you. Look around you. That's what a saint looks like. That's what a saint looks like. A daughter of the Most High God who's been given access to the Father, who is a citizen of God's household, and who is beloved by God. How many of you were here yesterday for the introductory? I'm sorry, not yesterday, this morning for the opener with the video on the screen. Raise your hand. If you were not here, get into service tomorrow, because they're going to replay that opener. And we saw something in that opener, that girl who was in the mud and was alone, right? When the servants of the king went up to her, they said, she's marked. She's marked. She's royalty. You're marked. You're marked. You've been marked with the seal. Not because I say so, because God says so. Ephesians 1:13 says this, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You have been marked as royalty with the Spirit of God that dwells within you. And because you have been marked, because you are a saint, because you have access to the Father, because you are part of God's household, you and I have a job to do. And that's what this conference has been about. It's been about get ready, get set, let's do the prep that we need to do so that Jesus can return for a bride, spotless, pure, right? You're a saint, and you have incredible ability to do the work that God has called you to do. He's called you, and he's called me to bring the kingdom of God, right? That it might be done on earth as it is in heaven, to bring his goodness, to bring his power, to bring his presence, to bring his freedom, to bring his hope, to bring his answer, to bring his solution, to bring his right peace in the midst of chaos to our world. Let's look at some of the ways that we've been charged to do that over these last few hours. I'm going to flip open my notes here. Right, we've been told that in the preparation, there's a crushing. And out of that crushing is necessary so that we can die to ourselves and walk in unity, so that the world may know that he is Jesus. We've been prepped and trained and equipped by receiving the Holy Spirit, a reminder to stir up the Holy Spirit, being filled and filled again. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's going to give us inside information about what we need to know in this day, in this season, in this hour, for our lives, for our families, on our jobs, in our city. What is our assignment? What do we do? Inside information we have from the Holy Spirit. We were told this morning and equipped this morning by Pastor Nicole, who said, when our faith is tested, it's like a stretching. And then she did this incredible squat because she does those things. But I can tell you right now, I will not squat because I will not get back up. Why? Because I haven't been testing these muscles at all, right? But here's the thing. Do you want to be found like these muscles when Jesus returns? I don't. Right? Untested, untried. Will faith be found on the earth? We have to be willing to expose our hearts, as she told us, and be real with what's really in my heart, Father. So when the testing comes, girls, what's the preparation? It's not running from the test, but pressing into the test, knowing that he tests me because he loves me. He tests me because he wants me to see what's in my heart, because when I see what's in my heart, I can get it healed. I can get it restored. I can have the blood of Jesus correct it. I can receive the correction and become wise, like the Proverbs say. These are things that we have to do if we're going to be part of preparing the way of the Lord. Spirit-led, we heard from Pastor Jessica. We can't be spirit-led if we're not close, if we don't press into his presence. If we don't eat the word, we're not going to know his voice, because this is what he sounds like. This is what he sounds like. Spirit-led. And in that process, realizing that there's a sacrifice, that we're called to be a living sacrifice. We're called to lay down our own wants, our own ways, our own plans, our own desires, and exchange them for God's plans, God's wants, God's ways, God's design. Because guess what? That's going to be the most fulfilling. That's where we're going to find purpose. That's where we're going to find completion. That's where joy is going to come from, right? Because even Jesus, as he laid down his life, it was a joy set before him that he endured the cross. And as we make a sacrifice, the sacrifice is to our flesh. Sacrificing the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, the distractions of this world, that we might be ready and able and contribute to preparing the way of the Lord. We had a prophetic word last night, straight from the Holy Spirit through tongues and interpretation of tongues. That we as women are not to accept the lie. Not to accept the lie that we are to be silenced. But rather we are to stand up and be bold. To rise up in this season and be the woman of God that he has called us to be. To take on our assignment with confidence and with boldness. And walk out what the Spirit of God has deposited in you. Because there is a gift of God in you. A call of God in you. A purpose of God in you that will not be released into this earth. Unless you, woman of God, get up and start doing it. Start walking in obedience. Start getting with the Holy Spirit and finding out what your assignment is for this day. And then we heard a wonderful acronym from Dr. Vanessa that we need to wake up. You know, I told her if one letter doesn't get you, the next one will. I was okay with W and A, and then she got the K, and I was like, I'm back. Okay, am I gonna press in to this and listen to what God says and let him do the stretching, right? The stretching that's gonna hurt and make the changes that my flesh doesn't wanna make so that I can be more woken to what he's doing, more aware of what he's doing, more prepared for my job, because I know I have one just like you have one. All of this today is equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. You've been called, and there is a work of ministry that God has called you to do. That's what this was about, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. What I'm doing right now, that's not the work of the ministry, that's the equipping. The work of the ministry is what you and I do when we leave this place, when we walk out into our everydays, in our homes, how we raise your children and love your husbands and love your families and are with your colleagues. And as we go out into the highways and the byways of life, and you're a saint, access to the Father, beloved, and you have the ability, you have the grace of God. God has equipped you, not just called you, but he has equipped you. He has empowered you to do what he's designed you to do, created you to do, and invited you to do. When we look out over the world and we see famine, poverty, disaster, wars, disappointment, frustrations, tragedies, the things that are happening, maybe you don't have to look too far because it's happening too close to home in your situation. We're not saying to be a saint means to put your head in the sand like an ostrich and get run over. Nor does it mean to keep your head in the clouds that you're so heavenly minded you're no earthly good. It's neither one of those things. Right? Because the truth is that bad times will come. If we look at Luke 21, it says this. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars in the earth and distress among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting from fear and the expectations of the things that are coming upon the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then, but before that, all of these signs will come. Because you are a saint. Rather than looking at the signs, rather than looking at the evidences on the earth and get all caught up and embroiled in them, look and recognize who you are and whose you are. You are a saint, beloved of God, with access to the Father, citizens of God's household is who you are. So I want to close it today with this one scripture. It's the next scripture after the passage we just read, verse 28. It says this, but when these things begin to take place, you've seen some things taking place. Some wars and rumors and wars, some famines, some disasters, some pestilence, some signs in the suns and in the oceans. We begin to see, we've seen those things take place. Here's what the word tells you to do, saint of the Most High God. Straighten up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing nigh. Straighten up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing nigh. Access to the Father, beloved and part of God's household today. When you leave here today, take your notes. Don't lay them aside. Let the Holy Spirit continue to minister to you as you become equipped. And when the signs come and the troubles come and the things look dark around you and you start looking at those things and you get confused, you remember who you are. You remember that your job and you're called because of your position to straighten up, lift up your head because your king is coming. Your king is coming. And in the interim, you don't have to be cast down, downhearted, looking at your feet because you have a job to do. He knew it was going to happen. He knew he put you here for this season. You are equipped to do what God has called you to do.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.